Hey, welcome to Life at the Dusk Live. It's another Monday. It's Hot at the Dusk Monday. We're bringing you hot news, hot mess, hot music, and sometimes hot interviews. Y'all tune in for today's show. We're giving out a lot of stuff today, so be on lookout. You are now tuning to Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, City J, T. Marie. Let's go.
Dusk. Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk, music wins with hot models. We got em. Life After Dusk, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
We're on. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, City J. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you, man. Definitely great to celebrate yet another week of you guys. Man, I don't know about y'all, but next week, just in exactly 1 week, and I know I've been driving this. I've been saying March 23rd, March 24th. I'm such a ding bet. But March 24th is the official first broadcast of Life After Dusk Live 5 years ago. So this coming up Monday, it'll be 5 years ago was when we did our first show. So it's a blessing to get, you know, make our way towards that, because, heck, man, a lot of people, you know, doubted me, this, that. And a lot of people, you know, they supported me. And making and saying they believe I can make it happen, and this is my calling. Some people doubted me, and they played parts in trying to stop my shine. But heck, we still here, man. So I can't even words can describe how I feel about that. And of course, you know, I can't do it without my co-hosts with the mostest in the building. My girl T. Marie, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Much? Oh, man. Yes, you. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. So a lot of people, when they go into their new issue, and a lot of new stuff happened. Some of stuff happened on the weekend. Some of stuff happened today. Man. Today we released the new issue of Human Canvas Magazine, issue number 7. So go cop issue number 7. You know, it's as simple as that. But here's the thing about that, man. You get a chance to get a free digital copy on today's show. We'll be doing our topic today. Whoever the fifth caller is at certain points of the show, you'll know when to do it, because we'll say we're gonna look for the fifth caller. We'll come out and say it. So you'll know when. And you can do that. Whoever the fifth caller is will be the person who gets a chance to win a free digital copy of the magazine. But wait, there's more, because we're doing this all week. So today's show, we're doing it. Tuesday's show, Glitz and Glamour, we're doing it. Our Wednesday show for Life at the Dusk Live, we're doing it. Thursday, Real Spirit Radio, we're doing it. So we'll be giving out, you know, we're not just going to give out one digital copy during the show. We're going to give out multiple ones, so. Hey, we got 2 hours, so, hey, you never know how many I might give out. But if you end up winning a copy, you automatically enter to win a big package. The Life at the Dusk Live 5th Anniversary Package is what I'm going to call it, because you get an autographed poster of T. Marie, which, by the way, I'm excited. It's on my wall. I have one for TV and read it. She autographed me on my wall. Lord Jesus, it's great to wake up to that every morning. And also too, and that's coming as well. One for Model, one with Model Angela. So it's too much, man. It's too much to wake up to. I'm waking up like, oh God, what is going on? Oh Lord, what am I seeing on my wall? So yes. Now, and here's the thing about why, and also, with that package will be a free print copy of the magazine. So yes. Now, what's so special about TV Reed's poster is, y'all know there's no more now, right? So I have the last one will be getting away in the package. So in order to get it, you got to participate. So you got to try, you know, it's going to be simple as that. All you got to do is call in. Hopefully you call number 5 when we say we look for call number 5. And you get to get it. So you get a chance to win it on this coming up Monday, which would be the 5th anniversary show. So.
Oh, and I'm loving those thighs on that post. So look at me, my thighs. Let me shut up.
Lord. I was glad y'all going to excuse me for a little bit. I got a lust in my co-host for a little bit.
Hold on. Nah, let me stop.
The little thought bubble that was covering. Yes, shout out to the thought bubble not being on the poster. Hallelujah. So yes, y'all. Yes, if you want, it was definitely. If you didn't get it when she was selling them, that is on you, because you could have had it sitting on your wall, waking up every morning, being blessed by T. Marie's bubbly personality.
You're so silly, Freddie. Yeah.
But it's mine cool because, a lot of people like,
ugh, how can I know my wall?
Yeah, you need to. I'm covering people. There's some people, and people know. So let's tell you what some people start doing too. T. Ooh, how can I get my poster? How can you get one of my posters? People who don't fuck with me.
Oh, really?
On that note. that's my whole thing. The whole point of the wall because I said this last year, and people thought I was playing about this. I wasn't playing. I was just trying to get my motor when I wanted to start, and I'm getting started this year. That I was going to cover this dang wall up. I was going to start covering the wall up. Full of I Am So Divine models, stuff, ones that have support me, not just passerbyers. I'm talking ones that support me heavy. You know, they support me. You know, why not buy a poster? Because let me go ahead and throw that out there for those who think, oh, he got the hookup. I brought the poster, people. So that's just the kind of support we do. So that's what we do. So. You got to be willing to do that. Support your own, so they can grow, man. You know, put the money. You know how people always say, put the money back into the community. That's how we do it. Put it back into the people that support you.
That's it.
But then here go a thing. They'll go buy this random chick. You know, and not to hate on anybody that's doing your thing. You look good, okay. But what I just don't understand is they go buy this random chick poster, right? And put it up, who doesn't give two flying fucks about them. So that's my whole entire thing. Like, I'm trying to do something specific. I mean, of course, I'm going to get a bunch of posters of a bunch of models just anywhere. But I don't want that. I want it to be an exclusive wall. And y'all know I like to do things exclusive. And so that's how it's starting to look nice. You got, right so far, you got Miss Diamond. I had Strawberry CeCe up there. But her calendar ended, so now I'm upset because I got to figure out if I want to tear a page at the calendar and put it up or whatever. Because it ended in February, so I've been distraught behind that. Because I was like, every month, I was like, God dang it. I can't at number one. I can't. I'm like, God dang it. And then, of course, Tina Reeves posted it. I'll be putting Andrew's post next to that, and then we'll see as we go on, as the world turns, who else will be putting up?
Angela Post is happy.
Yes.
Those are some nice giveaways. Yes.
Yes, I was like,
look at me. No, I can't even enter the wins. I might try to win Mata Angela poster.
Lord, she got the tape on hers. I'm like, ooh. Yes, that's what makes the wildest one look good. The wildest one look extra good,
yes.
Lord. It's all that sex is on the wall at one good time.
Y'all gonna
be playing one of the key parts of me staying single. Because we gonna see that wall.
They gonna be like, if you wanna be with me, you're gonna have to take all of this off of your wall. What are you doing with all these women up here? Like, yeah, you're gonna be staying.
See, my excuse I can use for it, because that's really kind of how, you know, kind of how they do, like, on Rap City and stuff. They always get, like, a lot of the posters of the music artists and stuff in their promos for their albums and stuff. That's kind of how I'm trying to do it there. I'm trying to cover my wall, make it, because my wall is so plain right now, so I'm trying to cover it, and I'm trying to cover it by the stuff where I had the stuff up for the radio show. So, yes, that is what I'm doing. And, yes, so when I moved to the studio, I will into an actual studio outside of my place of living. I will be putting it in there, hanging in all the stuff up there. Then nobody can't say nothing to me. So, yes, I'm just excited, man. Before I get into some more of the weekend, let's be nosy about you. How was your weekend? What was you doing? Who were you doing? Because it was taking DJ
Day. But shout out to everybody who participated in Staking DJ Day. But no, I really didn't do nothing because I had to film for a reality show Sunday. That's why my ass so tired today, because I was at the club filming and. Your girl drinks when I'm out and stuff. So that's pretty much all I did all day Sunday was do some filming for a reality show. That's it. Now I'm tired.
Because I'm tired.
It takes some, shut up. It takes some getting used to, but I'm adjusting.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I felt kind of I felt a little tired, a little bit of I was good all day considering that I had to wake up early. Cause I was taking speakers and stuff back because I did my sister's wedding this weekend. It was like a Mardi Gras theme. So, I got to DJ it. I was a groomsman. And y'all know when I DJ stuff, it turns the F up. So, yes, it was bananas. And of course, you know, I'm not one of those DJs that don't just. I get on the floor and will show the hell out. I'm one of the ones that get out the booth. I get out the booth for a second, but like, okay, time to turn up. I'm one of them people.
I want to see how you party steady.
I know, man. Shoot, we go. Hey, you got a chance. If you're gonna be there next, it'll be not this weekend, but next weekend. Would be Texas Relays weekend. I'm so excited. I've been counting down because that's where I'll be planning to celebrate the 5 years. One of the places I'll be planning to celebrate. And, hell, y'all know when I get to Austin, what happens in Austin stays in Austin. That's what people say just about Vegas. So, yes. So, yes, if you're going to be there, then, hey, you can see how I turn up. And one of my partners in crime is going to be with me. You said what now?
I said I would like to see that.
Yes, you need to come. Jump on your Batmobile if you're free. Come on one of them days. I mean, it's like a goddamn fun party anyway. It was originally just be my homeboy. My partners in crime. And then, someone said, "Oh, I want to go too." So then I would say, okay, you all right, you can come with us. So, yes, and then other people would be meeting us. So it sounds like it's going to turn to a party in my goddamn room at some point in time. even when I come back, I'm like, hey, we're going to turn. I did that one year. We were in the embassy, and, shoot, I was DJing in the goddamn room. They didn't say nothing to me.
Oh.
I had it turned up. I came out from the club and stuff, was turning up in the room. Oh, what's up, Underground Hip Hop Radio, Underground Hip Hop Talk Radio. In the chat room, I see you. But yes, I'm ready. You need to, you, yes, come out. I think Anna Danielle's coming out too.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to see. I know I have a photo shoot scheduled on the 28th. So I got to see what I can work out. Excuse me, y'all. So, Steady, what happened with you for Steak and BJ Day? Hello?
All right, there we go. The world has dropped me out of nowhere for a second. I don't know what this happened. T, but I still got you. There we go. Got it back. God. I don't know what this happened. T, are you back?
Whatever, Steady.
No, that was her first. It hung up on me. I don't know what was going on. It hung up on me first. And then I'm like, gosh, she probably talking about something. I'm like, I was just crazy or something. And... wow, that was annoying. Yes, I got you back.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll tell you, did it hang up on you too? Is it hung up on me?
I don't know. I didn't know if it did or not because you wasn't on the other end.
You probably thought when you didn't hear me that I hung up on you. That's all what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, we're back in full effect. All right, so. What was I blabbing about? I just forgot what I was blabbing about with some guy named First Girl.
I don't even remember either, Steady. Don't know where we left off at.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I was talking about Anna, right? Right when you were talking about that, yes. Anna, who was with moved here from NC, North Carolina, for those of y'all know what NC is. She just moved to Houston last week. So, yeah, man. She said she might be coming out. She been hitting me up about that. Yeah, I gotta come see you, man. Cool. On Friday I met Monique, who was on the show on Wednesday. Hey, she is bad. She's cute. She's a little cutie.
Oh.
I know, I always feel so crazy because I tower, when people are seeing the person, I always tower over them. Oh, God, it's crazy. Like, dang, I'm tall. I know people were short, but I didn't know they were that, y'all were that much, and some people were that much shorter than me. I was like, God, dang.
And I was going to say, don't put me in that category, Steady. You know, I'm tired.
I said, people. That's why I cleaned up what I said. I said, people.
How tall are you, Steady?
6'3".
I be having on them 6-inch heels, so you gotta be feeling tall.
Mhm. You do be having working them heels. You be having heels on, but still, it's not gonna be enough to be taller than me.
I know. I'm seeing that. Cause when I take off these heels, ooh, your girl be like, "Hold on, you too tall. Bring it back down." I had one guy I thought he was so short. And I took off the heels, and I'm looking up to him. I'm like, what the fuck? Them dang old heels really do change a lot. But, yeah.
It's Monday.
Yes, and like I said, we'll be giving out free copies of Human Cameras doing the show, so stay tuned for that. Did you wear green today? Because I surely did. I wasn't trying to get pinched.
I wish somebody would pinch me. I stopped that shit a long time ago. St. Patrick's Day or not, no, I don't have on green. And if you pinch me, I'm going to hit your ass. No, I'm playing.
I pinched a couple of people today. I ain't going to say it in front. I pinched a couple of people.
I don't like all that. Like, that's just a saying, you know?
I just wanted, but see, it was just an excuse to pinch a cute chick, so I was pinching cute chick.
Oh, okay.
I should have pinched him on the booty, but I didn't pinch her the booty. You ain't wearing green today. Yes, that's a good way to get fired.
You're right.
Whether you like it or not, it's a quick way to get fired.
So you wore your green?
Oh, yes, because green is my favorite color, in case y'all haven't figured it out, man. Green is my favorite color, and I definitely had my green on today. Was no one going to be pinching me, not on my watch.
Look at you.
Yes, I wasn't going for it. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song on break. And man, what am I feeling today? Plan starting off with. I'm gonna take it all the way to UK. Shout out to the people we support. So I've been trying to tell y'all, and I've been telling you, so the people that just now just joined the movement of Life That Does, and didn't know that people from overseas be supporting the hell out your boy. And when they support heavy. This is one of those cases. Boy Martin Carr, this is a track Getaway. Whenever his song is played, he's like, yeah, man, shut them boys, City J. He'll tell you what the time he played it, everything. That is dedication and that is support. As far as support, the people that support you, I can't say that enough. God dang it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to get into it.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away with me. I'm caught up in a maze, feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run, I got nowhere to hide, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside.
I wanna get away from here. I gotta get away from here. I wanna get away from here. I gotta get away from here. Yeah, I wanna get away from another place, another place.
couple shots off of some girl's stomach. Light skin, dark skin, women in drinks. Do so many rounds, you forget your address. Pull up to a bumper like I'm about to crash. Lock her behind the ball like we in Alcatraz. Time she swag, I'm about to go to work. Moving like a stripper, shorty taking off a shirt. Dancing in the slippers that she carried in her purse. Laughing at niggas wearing pants tighter than hers. Some tats are fitted, a pocket full of money. Surrounded by seven chicks, I'm feeling kinda lucky. Shorty wanna show off, she back it down on me. All up on the wall like a crash test dummy. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right. Give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it. This is my song. She said she loved the way the ice on, and she wanna do it with the lights on. Shorty feeling it behind her. Yeah, I could tell she a grinder. I said, where you get that wine from? Damn, she said she get it from my mama. Okay, watch her make it bounce. She ain't gotta try. Baby, that's a blessing, the devil is a lie. Sweating out her hair, yeah, she mad than a motherfucker. But it's all good, she get money from a sucker. Singles on deck, I'm talking about a big knot. Toss it in the sky, watch it fall like raindrops. Me, I do this for a reason. Now she all up in my ear like X when we leaving. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right. Give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it. I don't care where you are, I just wanna see you do it. Go ahead, girl, do it. I just wanna see you do it. Go ahead, girl, do it. I just wanna see you do it. Turn around now, do it. I just wanna see you do it. Drop it down now, do it. I just wanna see you do it.
Alright, y'all, that was Get Away by Martin Carr and Do It by XL right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Mondays. Now, what is Hot After Dusk Mondays without some hot mess? That's some hot mess. Alright, so first off, one thing that's been bugging me, which I know has been one of the big top stories of like forever now, it seems like anyway. The missing Malaysian airplane.
Oh, yeah, what's going on with that?
I'm about to start. We're gonna start a new segment of the show where until they find this plane, we're gonna start a new segment of the show where we keep finding the plane. we start naming the most random spots of planes that, you know, and that's just what we're gonna keep doing because obviously. Man, like, how the heck did you lose an entire plane? No way to contact it. No, you been all over, have not found it. No debris, nothing. Something is not adding up.
Due time and time, everything will be revealed.
Yeah, so like, people keep saying aliens and all kind of crap. I just don't know what to say. This is just too much going on, right? I mean, seriously, like, and then somebody saying that they possibly hijacked it, cyber hijacked it. The pilots probably got just some crazy and tried to hijack it for themselves. It's all kind of nonsense that's making you go, So I don't know what's going on with this wretchedness, but I do say that it does need to come to an end. Because this is just crazy. Like, every time I turn on the TV, no matter what channel I'm on, I got to hear about that plane. And here's my thing. You're not really hearing no something about the families for the from passengers and stuff. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's too many loopholes in this story for me to just really wrap my finger all the way around it and I'm not going to have a headache about it. So with the mystery, with the real Malaysia Airlines plane, please stand up, because this is getting out of line. The joke's over. It'd be wild if they don't pop up until April 1st, like some freaking idiots. Like, this is, I mean, come on, guys. Grow the hell up. Now, another thing. Okay, so I know you heard, because you keep up with him a lot, I know you heard about your boy Chris Brown.
What happened with my baby this time? Now, let me stop. What happened with him this time? His ass stayed in some stuff.
No, yes, let me tell you. He's going back to jail.
To jail or rehab?
Jail. He's going back to jail. He got kicked out of rehab.
I thought they gave him an extra, some extra months. Or, well, go ahead. What's
Well, you all the way. Oh, wait till you find out why he got kicked out. Apparently, he got kicked out for having a menage a trois with some of the patients.
Oh, turn up, Chris Breezy, Fashizi, wild out.
Yes. So for violating it, he's getting sent to jail.
Damn. Sorry for giving him some nookie. No, let me stop.
Yeah, he going to jail for giving him some nookie. Mm-hmm. He better be glad he got him some nookie, because he about to wash out for Big Pookie.
Mm-hmm. Better not drop the soap. Shut up, City. I'm not going to be playing on this porn here.
Don't drop the soap. Don't drop the soap. Whatever you do, don't drop the soap.
Yep. Dang, I didn't hear that, bud. Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's crazy before that? He actually got in trouble for having sex. Or being inappropriate with one of the orderlies.
Oh, yeah.
He just doing all kind of crazy stuff in there. He trying to turn guys in rehab to dang he knew.
Oh, boy, everybody going enough for six. Then they'll be needing to have six to rehab.
I wonder how I got out, but one of the patients is one day they felt guilty and group and just told the story.
Said he used it as a way to make it to the top.
You said what now?
I said one of whoever, you know, because it was two females, so one of them probably used that opportunity to make it to the top. You know how they be selling stories and stuff to the tabloids and all that. And now,
yeah. Oh,
I'm the girl who slept with Chris Brown. So let me, you know, I got my followers and crazy shit.
Make it to the top, they're going to do is the top of another dick at the rate they're going.
Yeah, those are called mattresses.
Yes. Shout out to the thoughts in the world. I kept looking to use that word, but it just sounds so hilarious.
Because I don't even know what the hell that stands for, and I see people
that
posting.
Hole over there.
Oh.
But you know, people use argument, man, that hole over there tripping. So instead of saying that hole over there tripping, you just say she's a thought. That thought tripping.
The world, the world comes up with stuff.
Yes, what is the world coming to? I don't really use the word. I'm more so using them trying to be funny. But now, you know, some people, that's like their regular vocabulary. Like, how did you make that regular? Oh, man. So it's just ridiculous. I was Walking Dead yesterday. Spoiler, you see, get the hell out of here. So many goddamn episodes. So many chances to see it yesterday, so I'm about to play spoiler after you. New episode comes on next week. If I know about y'all, but I was glad to see Lizzie ass fucking die. She lost her goddamn. I'm so tired of her whining. Like, kill this chick now. And, you know, because here's the thing, you know, because are you familiar with Walking Dead?
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm catching up for the layman turn. I'm kind of spice it up a little bit as far as Walking Dead. What is Walking Dead, for those of you that don't know? Catch you up. Walking Dead is basically a show, in a simple way of putting it, it's a show about the lives of people who are in the post-apocalyptic age, having to fight against zombies throughout this time. So it goes into the stories of them as they have to deal with this day-to-day struggle. I'm trying to stay alive and keep each other alive. So going on to that a little more, because it was hilarious. Lizzie's problem is she don't like killing zombies because she feels that they're still a people, and if they're still people, she didn't kill them. They're people too, you know, on this old shit. But they ask them to bite you and eat you, so you go do that, and everybody else live, and your ass look stupid. There was one point where I said on Facebook, "Would somebody throw her ass in the goddamn herd of zombies? Please, herd of walkers immediately, because walkers are known, or what are the what they call zombies, walkers. You know, they walk or whatever. But anyways." And so I was like, oh, just what door? It is. I almost got my. I said that before I saw the scene happen. And I was just for sure that them damn zombies was going to get their ass. They saved their ass. And then, so she's like outside playing with zombie. And she's trying to prove a point that, hey, they can. They're human too, see? And he got, you know, and somebody popped the cap at him, so she's freaking the hell out. And Carol and Tyrese, who are the two adults of the situation, you know, they go to go hunting, so they come back. This goddamn broad, because he has a sister, little sister, whatever. This goddamn broad and killed the sister, hey. Wasn't a zombie. Let's make sure we put that out there. Wasn't a zombie. She killed her sister and said, oh, she can change too. Watch. What? So she got blood in her hands. She shot and killed her to make her point. And at that point, I said, oh, no. Y'all let her stay alive. Y'all have lost it. Then what they do, they gave me life near the end of the show. And they let that ass go. It's like, no, mm-mm. Look at the flowers. Toya, look at the flowers. And that was it. That was the last thing she saw was some goddamn flowers. So thank you for taking care of Lizzie, because that's not somebody you need to have walk on you. Because if she's willing to kill you before she killed a zombie, she does not need to be walking with you.
Look at you. I need to catch up on that.
Yes, you got one, two... Believe me, this is either the last episode coming up or this is the second and last episode coming up. So, yeah, you got to get it when you fit it in, because it gets real. It gets real. You really get into it, and you start really thinking, have an instinct about, man, if I had to go in this time, what would I do? That's how you start feeling. And you wanted some people to go and some people to live. The ones you want to live don't make it, but no, don't do it, no. So yes, whew-wee. So I mean, it was a whole heap of craziness, and that was really. I saw basketball. I see today's episode. But I watched one from last week. Watched basketball wise. Watched that yesterday. He says, I've watched, and best of all, I'm so done with it. I was done this season from episode one, so they can keep moving on that. I watched, God, what was it? I can't believe I had a brain for it. it's a show. I know that sounds so stupid. Oh, The Game. I finally had a chance to watch The Game, the first episode. they giving you a lot just in a season premiere. I was like, what is going on? There's so much going on in the season premiere. Kelly's coming back. It's going to get real. So y'all need to check out, you know, the game, new episode of Game Kelly on tomorrow. I'm going to tell you, and if people can't hate on me or whatever, I watched Scandal last week for the first time. I'm just not rapping to it. I just, maybe, just, you know, everybody is, everybody got shows they like or shows they don't like. That's just one of the shows I just don't like. They don't entice, they don't move me. So, it was all right, but it's to each his own. Everybody has their favorite shows, and that's just not one of mine.
Did you hear about Rihanna and Drake?
Oh Lord, what are they at? So I think I saw something about a song called Something. They got caught where?
They got caught in Paris together, sneaking around in Paris.
Didn't they get engaged? Wasn't it supposed to be proposal or something like that?
Hell no. They were dating. Well, not really dating. Hell, Riri, she just do her. So that's, you know, him and Chris Brown, they were beefing over Rihanna.
I call her Coochie Baton.
You know, but
she keep throwing that coochie back and forth like it's a damn relay.
I mean, yeah, but she living her life. She young. She don't have no kids. You know, she.
I mean, here's my thing. Live your life, but don't be wifing or hubby in these people. That's a whole nother special man.
But you know, Rihanna, she just got money. That bitch don't care. Yeah. Yeah. She don't, she got money, so she don't care. All she want is, all she need a nigga to come in for is, you know,
Just be single and enjoy. Why you gotta lock yourself? Oh, I mean, okay. What's wrong? People are so scared to just come out and say they're friends with benefits. They're so worried about what people are gonna say because they say that. Just say it. Oh, and
you know, the other
one's doing
Meek Mills too.
Yes, right there, man.
They're young, though. I give them, like, time because of their age. They got a lot of more mistakes.
They were not surviving the Matrix. He said, pick the red or blue pill. They ass ain't going to pick a damn pill. They ask, hold on, which pill to pick? Pick the goddamn pill. The man told you what the pill is going to do. Pick the pill. Don't be sitting here out there trying to take both pills. So, yes. Yeah. It's okay. I mean, because me, I live my life. I'm not gonna say it, but I don't be sitting here running around saying, "Hey, that's my girlfriend," type shit. You know, I'm running around here saying that, and y'all know me. And when I say living my life, that means setting chains and locking stuff down every goddamn day. I'm contrary to belief, Sadie J has self control. So me, I don't be plotting. Besides this one.
What you think about people saying Beyonce a bad role model?
You know, it's cool, but Beyonce got to get bothered about some that she said in her music. Seriously?
See, that's why I'm at. I'm like, I'm all for Beyonce. I like the music she made. You know, I'm from Houston, so I always support, you know, Beyonce. But at the same time, I wasn't just really feeling Beyonce when she was doing her thing, you know. But now that she came out of her shell and she let go and she just, you know, completely just been herself, not worrying about what other people think, I rocks with Beyonce. Now, I can respect anybody who live their life and don't worry about what others think, because that makes me comfortable, because that's how I am. I live my life with, I don't care what you think, this is me, boom. If I regret it tomorrow, oh well, but today, this is me. So, and I think, like, kids don't know what she means when she say watermelon, unless some stupid-ass parent is going to sit down and explain that to their child.
me, yeah. I'll tell my child, you don't need to know that you worry about the wrong thing, you know? But nobody knows about Monica Lewinsky. You know, these kids don't know none of this stuff that she's talking about. Who knows Monica Lewinsky? Nobody but the adults who was out who knew, you know, Bill Clinton. Nobody know what, you know, that is. Watermelon, you know. I mean, she's talking in, you know, she's talking enough to where I don't see a problem with it. And then if you have a problem, I feel like if you have a problem with her music, why the hell was iTunes, you know, blowing up? You know, everybody shouldn't have been buying, supporting it on iTunes. The bitch rich. So say what you want to say about her. She paid.
You know, here's one of the problems that Timothy is, you know how you say, back in the day, we used to come straight out and say we were sparking. We were saying, we used to have an imagination. People use imaginative ways of saying and conveying something, and y'all still want to hate. It's just a sign of people who trying to act like they, you know, they getting old and whatever, all trying to venture in order to make themselves seem mature. They trying to comfort people. That's what this is about. People trying to comfort folks just to say, hey, I'm maturing.
And see, I don't think
that's
like,
not the way to go.
With Beyonce, I think that I don't have a problem being, where was everybody at when she made Ego? You know, I mean, she was on
what?
Ego. It's too big. It's too, you know, it won't fit. He got a big ego. You don't remember that song?
I do.
And then like Lil Wayne, I posted a picture of this guy on my Instagram. I don't know if I still have it or if I deleted it or what. But he has all these tattoos in his face like Lil Wayne does. And I'm like, I would say if you want to speak, just get technical and speak of a good role model and a bad role model, which I'm a person, I'm the type of person, you be your kids' own role model. They shouldn't have to look up to somebody in the world to see the type of lifestyle they should live. They should get that from their parents. But if you're just going to go to a celebrity, then I'm like, I would blame Lil Wayne, like skinny jeans, these little boys wearing the skinny jeans, just hugging their ass, half off of their ass, looking like they want somebody to run up in them, tattoos all in their face. You know, just that to me, I mean, I think that Beyonce is a better role model than Wayne, but nobody's criticizing Wayne. They act like Wayne is untouchable. But in anything, you're going to always have critics, so, with no credentials, so. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it's like, this is a media frenzy of nonsense. Like, you don't make any freaking sense anymore. I mean, something don't add up like he used to other people. And y'all know me, I stay away from Google. Media takeout. I stay away from media takeout because, you know, it's so much. It's got to the point, and I said, "Wait a minute, I literally have not been on Media Takeout in like at least 3 months, maybe more, because I'm just so tired. And anybody that's trying so hard to be Media Takeout, I stop going. I don't go to those sites anymore. And let me go ahead and go into that. It's not about hating. It's about, and from a journalist perspective." When you just try to throw stuff to get buzz off tags and come to your site, it's annoying. Yeah, you're getting buzz, but at some point in time, people, because a lot of times the reason what helps make yourself buzz, other bloggers, when, you know, they utilize you as a source. When people start realizing what's the real for the fake, they stop going. You start getting stuff out doing it a little bit. And, like, with that, it just, they spend so much, they're worse than TMZ. TMZ tries their damn best. They try their best to make sure when they say something, that it better be damn near 95% accurate. Media Takeout, they they seek out for pee most of the time. It's like they make up a story they think sound that things sound right, or it's always an inside thing, and the old whack ass inside of that don't mean no shit. And then every time, and then, you know, they spend all week giving us the update about it. It was like annoying, and God, like all the thought, you know, and all the thought whatever something I put up every day is annoying. Like, damn, you hardly see anything positive. TMZ mixes it up a little bit, you know, they try to mix them up. But especially because of the top stories, we see, you know, as a black outlet for media stuff, we got to do better. God, man, we got to do better.
Yeah, we really are. That's why, you know, just praise good. And just keep up with what's going on in the world, both good and bad. I know I do. I try to keep up with the good, though. I really don't care. I'm the type of person. I don't even really like watching the news because the news never really has anything positive to say. So I'm not a big news person.
I love that. My boy BS25 said, "You sure a meeting of some kind of black?"
Huh?
Yes. He said, I'm in the chat room. He said, "You sure a meeting of some kind of black?" I know that has been left to be seen. It might be just another puppet. It might just be another puppet in all the magic mystery of the black world of media. And I mean, me, like, Worldside Hip Hop drives me. I stay away from Worldside Hip Hop. When I go there, it's like somebody give me a link to where I'm gonna check my video, man. Like their video, whatever. Somebody I give a fuck about, I go check their video. Or, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not gonna sit here for it. I'm gonna check out the World Star Candy part. That's where the girls be twerking in the bathtubs and all that extra stuff. I go watch that stuff on there. But other than that, I stay with World Star. Because I'm just not enticed by, unless it's professional boxing and stuff, it's professional fighting. I'm not enticed by, hey, let's go another fight video up. I'll joke and laugh about like Sharkeesha or something funny. But other than that, I'm not enticed about the situation why everybody's on the phone. It's getting to a point where, see, people try to start fights on purpose just so they can try to be on World Star. You always tell them, because it's always that the person who yells out World Star that's videotaping, and always the person who instigates this shit. So it's just annoying. It's freaking annoying. And it's crazy. I mean, inside behind that, you're an artist trying to get your music on there. You got to pay to get your music videos on there. But if you got a hot mess ass fighting video, oh, you get on that for free. That's just crazy. So, wow, for Thank God World Star Hip Hop, I'm amazed by that.
Yeah, I don't really do World Star Hip Hop either.
And there we go. Here we go. So it's trauma. I'm gonna wait for you to type in the chat room. Trauma. Welcome to the show. Welcome. I was like, I see this man been here all day. I ain't never seen him say a thing. There he goes. So welcome to the show, man. We got some more news coming up. We come back for the second time. I think we should throw a random topic out there, and we'll come up with something in the laboratory. So y'all stay tuned. That at that point in time, we'll be starting to give out free copies of Human Canvas. So yes, and remember, if you all week long, if you win a copy of the digital copy of Human Canvas magazine, issue number 7, which came out today, woo-woo, you get a chance to win, you know, you get a chance to try to win the Life at the Dust Live 5th anniversary package, which includes a copy of Human print copy of Human Canvas magazine, issue number 7, autograph poster of Maya Angelou, and a goddamn tape. That black tape, y'all, she did like some masking. She did like some kind of like some duct tape type of project. It was straight gray duct tape. It was ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah, that was nice.
And
it was creative.
Yes, it was. And you also get an autograph poster of T. Marie.
Yeah, yeah.
And for her
please.
Bubbly personality, pun intended.
You better copy because it's the last one.
I'm telling you, it's the last one. Jay brought the last two, but brought the one. And I don't know. I might even throw a copy at BS25. Type in the chat room because I'm gonna know because when we come back, I want to know. Let me know when is the new issue of BS25 coming out. I'm BX25 in the chat room. I'm asking them when is the new issue coming out. Because I might, depending on if that's coming, if that be out in time, I'll throw that into the back of the thing. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Get people something. I really tell them nice. Oh, God, take it. I'm coming to this show every week.
I'm excited to see who wins. Whoever wins, y'all better make sure y'all hashtag Life After Death Live.
Oh, that'd be a wagering time. He said it comes out of 20, by the 27th. Oh, that'd be enough time then. Yeah, I think we do that too. Thank you, Snap. You just added something on the spot. And we throw in a copy of BX25. New issue coming, issue number 9 coming out. So, yeah, I'm not playing.
Look at y'all, turn up.
Yeah, so I will be seeing that. No one's playing around here. We're not playing with y'all. We should have given y'all something up. All right, so we will go ahead and talk to another music break. Shout out to Trauma and BS25 in the chat room, guests in the chat room. You listen via Facebook, Dust Spot, Harry listener, we appreciate you. We'll go ahead and go to my girl T. Reed's favorite, one of her favorite songs. First, Kawana Jackson coming out.
Boutique and just bought an outfit. Take the go, for real. Let's go, everything I got.
I ain't trying to be famous. He trying to look cool. Ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beat, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, you nigga motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to do shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir saying like,
it's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
I love you. And never really. Everybody's got their own opinions about what we're doing wrong. They're trying to figure out, what I already know. No, 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 no. She don't want you like I want you. Don't want you like I want you. She don't want you like I want you. Don't want you like I want you. She don't want you like I want you. Don't want you like I want you. She don't want you like I want you. Like you said you did, then why we over here talking about kids? Why you got a toothbrush where I live? Why am I the one chilling with your friends? You just gotta see it, baby. Ain't no ifs, or buts, or maybes. What I feel for you is crazy. I'll wait, she don't praise me.
She don't love you like I love you. Don't love you like
You better quit messing with these people about my business.
All right. See, man, if I have just an hour team, I'm going to take my close the nearest pillow, and I'm going to pillow fight the hell out of her. She already talking shit to me. I'm going to hit her so hard the pillow, I'm going to knock her into next week.
I said he want to get violent with me. I'm just being honest, and he want to get violent, see?
I'm going to hit you the pillow and see you next week. It's a pillow. What's a pillow going to do?
A pillow can do some damage if you hit the head on enough. Gravity.
Come on now. I ain't trying to put you into a goddamn coma now. Come on now. Come on, son.
Ain't no telling, Sadie, with you.
Wow. Well, the fact that she even put me in that shadow contact is bad. That is bad. That's a bad look.
If anybody went to the South by Southwest, hit us up. Let's talk about it.
I didn't make it,
unfortunately.
I know it's a bunch of bugging me to death about it. Oh man, you know, Jono, who writes the Human Cameras, he was there. He was performing there, so that was. I gotta ask him how it was. I didn't get a chance to ask him that yet. Angela was there last week.
Yeah, she was. I think that's a good networking spot, so I might end up there next year.
You gotta get your money up when you go there, though.
Well, you know, money ain't no thing. Oh, now let me stop.
Yeah, I say, wait a minute, let me find out.
Yeah, baby. But I think I want to go next year and just network because you have a lot of artists there, and that's the opportunity for any models who want to, you know, network and meet other people. That's the perfect opportunity. And I didn't realize it up until because I'm really finding out about South by Southwest, to be honest. So, yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody finds that stuff at different times.
But I'm going to be in that thing next year. Yeah, my little mother turned up. Trying to be with that.
I'm turning up, man. You know what? It's obvious because, of course, because South by Southwest is more known for being a global event, and also because it's more so from, in most cases, some people, it's more so as not only a global event, but not this, you know, of multiple races. You know, Texas, realize you can network too. You got to know what, you got to know how to do it. So when I go, well, yeah, I know how I do it. When I go over, I go wherever I go, I'm finding some damn type of way to network my ass the hell off. When I went to Portland, because I got booked, when I got booked to go to Portland to host my radio show there, shoot, yes, I got paid to be up there, but it don't mean that you stop because you got paid up there and think you ain't got to work no more. No, I worked my ass when I got there. When I got booked to go to Boston and meet George Clinton, shoot, I was working my ass off up there. Hey, guys, I ran to somebody from VH1. It was crazy. It was a girl who was on one of the VH1 shows, and she ended up being on here before. So it was, I was just crazy, you know. So I had her on there, and I was so, I still also met my cousin. She was, oh, she was extra bad. And I missed it. She was like, oh, where did he go? You saw you go. Lame, man. He's so fucking lame. I was so mad at himself for messing that up.
You made me think about Bow Wow when you said VH1, even though I know he on BET. But, yeah, I don't know. Shout out to Bow Wow. That, I can tweet Bow Wow anything, and Bow Wow is going to retweet that. I love Bow Wow. I don't know what made me think about it. But
wow, yeah. Why is he retweeting? You
don't be saying that. Fucks with me. Don't play. No, let me stop.
you know what? There's a long thing about Me and Bow Wow were roasting each other one time on the in chat room. Y'all know Tay. Told y'all know about Tay.
He's dead on the earth.
Huh?
He's dead on the earth. He's real cool. He's humble, you know?
We was roasting each other. He was talking shit. I was talking shit. I was talking shit to him. What happened was we were, you know, y'all know about Tay Chat. You know, y'all know, people know when I'm in Tay Chat room and I came the hell up, I'm going to take the goddamn show. I was talking shit. He had his ass coming there, coming up and talking about, you know, he like acting extra about asking for 360s. I had a 360, but he was getting my goddamn nerves about these 360s. I didn't know, and I couldn't tell what it was. Y'all know, I don't care, but I told that little bit. I just couldn't tell. And then, you know, I wasn't tripping. Like, oh, my God. I'm like, who the hell is this nigga over here at the extra thirsty? I remember saying that, and somebody, and then, of course, some bopping ass chick. Do you not know who that is? Like, no. There's no, he's all thirsty. He is thirsty. So, you know, come to find out that it was Bow Wow. It was the real Bow Wow. If you get, yeah, that's me. Oh, so me and him was roasting each other. He said, man, shit, I'm going to make it rain in this whole chat room. So he took his money and made it rain. I said, wow, you got your Monopoly money, blah, blah, blah. So we was talking shit. You know, it's funny. It was funny. So, yeah,
it
shout out to that.
Because I wasn't even following him on Twitter, and he followed me, and then I followed him back. I was like, okay. And then you know how you can tell from someone's tweets and what they say and how, you know, if he posts something on Twitter, then when he on TV on BET, like he did this on Twitter or whatever. So it let me know his account was real. So I was like, okay. And then I'll tweet him stuff, and he'll retweet it for me. Like, I just was like, happy birthday. And then I'll be tweeting him, like, because I saw a TBT of him and Destiny Child, and I posted it on Twitter. And it was so funny. It was back in the day when he had some long little plaids. Oh, God, and Destiny Child was Destiny Child. I tweeted him too. Look, I bet you he liked the pictures I be tweeting of me. I tweet him pictures of me, too. Just because, and it's not on no personal level, but if you're a model and you're trying to get, you know, get that connect, you want people to know, hey, this is what I do. I'm just not on here just random. You know, I'm on here for a business purpose, so, yeah.
Right. You had your fun, but then you also, and that's how I am. I get really bored on Facebook and stuff sometimes. On certain places, because when there's no networking being done, I get bored really quick.
Uh-huh.
So I need people to step it up. That That was another reason why I created Best Buy, is to make you focus on networking. It's a place that encourages it, encourages you to promote your ass. How you're not going to get penalized because you're promoting yourself. And we got something to promote, but you could use them. And you get rewarded by getting recognized for promoting yourself and stuff, which, hell, ain't no site really doing that. I'm not really successful. I've been looking, trying, studying, trying it. But,
And so often people get here and I don't understand how people can go create all these username and passwords, take all this time, put bios, and don't utilize the website to its full potential. Like, are you just creating stuff on websites to say I have it? Because you're supposed to use the website to your full potential as an opportunity to network. Networking is so important, not even just in the entertainment industry. If any entrepreneur, you have to be able to network. Networking is so freaking important, and people create these logins and just don't. I'm not going to, I just want to say I have this profile. No, use it to your potential. I'll be tweeting. They follow me on Twitter, they'll see. I'll be tweeting my pictures. Everybody, let me hear about a company talking about their new models. I'm tweeting. Facebook, I'm on a business. I don't really use my social sites for a personal note. You'll get a little personal note from me on Instagram. But really, all of it is promotion for me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you get your own personal. Heck, I share it on here all the goddamn time. Y'all know me. I believe in being, I've been through so much, and I share a lot of my story because what I talk about, whether it's from happy, sad, whatever instance it is, what I might talk about might help somebody, or that might be something that they were thinking about, and they're glad that I talked about it. So that was what they were thinking about. So I talk about my life. I talk about my life a lot on here. Because that's the power of when you have the people's ears, what are you going to do with it once you got them? And the best thing to do is utilize that power of empowering people. So there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a call. We got first caller. All right. So y'all know caller 5, caller 10. So every time when I get first caller comes in, 10 caller calls in, I'm open. You're getting the packet. You're getting a chance to win the package, but you will get a digital download of Human Canvas magazine, issue number 7, came out today. Woo-woo. Okay, so let me see. That's got to be Ronaldo. What's up, bro?
No, what's up?
Not much. I didn't know you were. I opened up your line to even look at since you didn't have the question mark this season. But I didn't want to take a chance. Let me see if you want to say something.
Say that again?
I saw you didn't have the question mark by your head, but I would help in your line anyway. I was like, just in case, I didn't want to miss them.
I was just listening to the show. It's better on the phone.
Okay, I'm gonna put you back into the world of what a listener.
No, let me ask him a question before you put him back into the world. So about Beyonce being a bad role model. What's your take on that?
Well, most of anybody that's in the entertainment industry right now, like Beyonce and any of those musicians, Rihanna, whoever, I think is controlled by the record label. And so the record label is telling them what to do so that they can sell records or whatever. So I feel that they're going to be bad role models because of the record labels and the executives at the record labels. But I don't really think that they really like that in person. I think it's the record labels controlling them.
Good thought. Okay. You kind of cover both ends of it. Look. Okay. Well, thank you for your opinion.
All right.
Yep,
yeah. All right. And, yes, so I got you on the phone, too. Man, I can't wait. I'm waiting. Because the one that's coming out, getting ready to come out, that's going to be issue number 9, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, I will be copying issue number 9. One for my cover,
okay.
One to I will be copying one, a print copy of one, so I can give away for the packets. So, yes, it will be going to a nice
okay.
package of things to send to the person. So, yes, you will be expecting a notification in your thing. Hey, send the code.
I need to go check out his magazine.
Yes. You use the right word. You need to go check out.
That was the right word.
I
was in a date when it comes
need.
To me. Now I'm starting to do meetings and stuff. So with this show, so it ain't enough hours in a day for me. But I'm maintaining. I need to check it out because.
You need to check out vx25vixens.com/submissions. That's submissions.
Oh, okay. See, I love how you did it. That was nice how he did that to you.
Yeah, I saw him say submissions. I'm going to check it out, see what type of, what looks and stuff you have working. Because I have a body paint photo shoot that I need to do.
The next issue is Ink and Pretty. That's the number 10 issue. So you might, if you have any tattoos, which I think you do, you might want to submit to that.
I'm going to check you out. I'm definitely out. You need to do some more. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. No problem.
Okay. So I think I'm playing. I'm not playing. Fifth caller. If you're the fifth caller calling, I'm giving out a goddamn copy of Human Cameras Magazine. No games being played. Whoever wins that copy of the magazine today will be getting it. And so, and when you call, press the one so I know what you want to talk about. I want to open y'all mic. I'm not over for Ronaldo. Ronaldo, cool like that. But as far as other people, I don't know how y'all roll yet. Press one so I know I can open up your mic and you're going to talk. If you number 5, guess what? You get a free copy of the magazine. Then you get a chance to try to win the big package, the 5th anniversary package, which includes new copy of Human Canvas, new copy of VX25, Vixens Magazine, and a beautiful autograph poster of Maya Angelou from Glitz and Glamour on Tuesdays, and a beautiful autograph poster of my co-host with the Moses every Monday and Wednesday, my girl T. Marie. Y'all think I'm playing? T, but I know I'm not playing that. Do I or do you not have a copy of a poster I brought that is specifically saved for our listener? Am I playing with them?
I have it ready. It's ready to go. All I'm waiting on is to put their pretty little signature on there with the person's name. Yep. And then I'll be filling it up, shipping it off. It's already. It's ready. We just waiting on the caller. That's it. Everything else.
So, as far as that two people, make sure I put the disclaimer there. If you're going to get the poster, make sure you're going to put it up. Don't be at the lane that's having to hit through the goddamn corner. Put the goddamn poster up. I know. So, yes. So, don't be old, no man. Don't waste the poster.
Yeah, please.
Put the poster
up.
It does not need to collect dust. Yeah, plenty of stuff to collect dust as it is.
I mean, I have people, when I tell people that it's sold out and I tell them that I have the one left, but it's already purchased, when I tell you people just been trying to auction it, like, well, let me give you this. I'm like, no, that's it. Wait on the next poster.
That's on them.
I mean, it's like, with me,
you're
all my stuff
there for
is like,
now, and they didn't care. They had my stuff for a while. They wasn't reading.
Exactly. So with me, for anybody, anything that I do, what I do is I have a certain amount that I'm going to deal with. So everything mine is not going to always be unlimited. Anything that I promote, anything that I advertise, whether it's posters, calendars, whatever, is for a limited time. Of course, the magazines, they stay out longer. I have no control over those. But with the stuff that I personally do, that stuff like my shit limited edition. Now, let me say, you got to get it while it's set, because when it goes, it's gone.
Yeah. It's gone. She said it's gone. So,
it's gone.
Yeah.
We weren't on the phone.
And so, so I'm not even playing. So, I had something in my head, and it just went to the abyss, and I hate that. I hate the hell out of that when that happens. Oh, shout out to this, because I want to go ahead and shame a plug, because you know, y'all know what my goal. That was my goal for last year. So for the insiders that know, they didn't keep up with me a whole lot, rocking me for a while. You know that the end goal for last year was I was trying to hit 1,000 members on this site. I ain't hit 1,000 yet. But I'm damn near close right now. 916 members on DustFuck. I don't care what anybody get to say. When you got a site that is quantitative, you know, it's not just quantitative, but it's qualitative. If those of you guys say, oh, this is a big word, it has, not only is it big in numbers, it's the numbers starting to add up, but the quality of the numbers is adding up. That's how it is. I don't just want to. Me, I pride myself on having people who want to be part of a site where it feels like a community. If you want to just be on the site and just be a bumper along, you know, I guess stay right the hell with you. But if you're not, you know, come over there, because that's where it's always people ready to work, always ready to support you. Heck, you know, you just heard one of the people, you know, who's on there heavy. It's on there heavy, y'all. And, you know, that's just love there. So, if you want to see, so yes, obviously be ready to check into there, because you'll never know what might happen on there, who we might meet. It's the people that be on there and really look through. They find some people that, wow, that they have made lasting connections with for the rest of their life to link. You know, just making magic happen in the industry. So, hell, don't take it for granted. That's what it's there for. It's there for you to, you know, to abuse and abuse it. That's the whole point. But don't just be coming on there and then coming off, you know. If you want to assume that want something to happen overnight, there ain't the place to go. I'm going to just be straight up front with you. There ain't no overnight stuff. You got to go there and actually network with people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I want everybody to feel like at home, man. Like, this is what missing now. Like, oh, look, now we got another caller. They ain't calling before, but they get a little close. What's up, caller 614?
What's good, baby? It's your boy, Trauma56, man. I was just checking in with y'all, just showing you some love, man. And letting you know, keep doing your thing out there, man. I'm listening to your show. I'm actually a host on Blog Talk Radio myself, and you know what I'm saying? Just checking out some shows and show them some love. You know what I mean?
Why you got the
mic? You know, when did you start your first show? You just now? Are you new to the family of Blog Talk, or you been doing it for a minute?
Well, actually, I'm working on, this is my second show. This one right here, it's called Hardening Streets with a Z. And this one will be May will be a year, this show right here. So I'm not new. I'm just, you know, I move silently.
Making
some noise now, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to network with everybody and, you know, put it out there.
No, that's how you do it, man. I didn't realize that's how you put the effort on here.
Definitely. I definitely appreciate you, man. I just wanted to, you know, give my Twitter and let the artists know how to submit songs to my show. And if I could, I can direct some artists your way. And, you know, I send some artists your way. You send some artists my way. I play their music. You play their music.
All right. Well, go ahead, Black. Go ahead and let them know how they can y'all like to call it following on here. We call it stalking. Let them know how they can stalk you.
You can stalk me at Trauma56. It's TRAMA, the numbers 5 and 6. That's on Twitter, Instagram. On Facebook, it's TRAMAFIVESIXX, because I like it nasty. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that Gmail account is HardinEStreets@gmail.com. You can send me anything. HardinEStreets is the motto. So it could be clean, dirty, however you want to promote yourself. You get it to me and I'll spin it. No strings attached. You feel me?
Damn. All righty. Well, shoot. See, I know you. Go ahead. I know you want to ask one of the top.
Oh yeah, of course. Why not? So, what's your take? Do you feel Beyonce is a bad role model?
Well, I feel like this. As far as entertainment is concerned, we gotta realize that. As much as we don't want to be role models, or as much as you say I'm not a role model, there's people that's paying attention to every move you make. You know what I mean? And the media is responsible for that. And sometimes we got to be responsible for how we move. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying she's a bad role model, but, you know, some of the things you're putting out there, you got to be a little more self-conscious. You know what I'm saying? It's up to the parents to raise their children, my opinion. You know what I mean? If you raise your children, you doing what you got to do as a parent, your child is going to know that that's just entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to them to decipher what they're going to use out of the entertainment for their self. You know what I mean? So I can't blame her, but you like it, you consume it. If you don't, you leave it out there.
Well, thank you. Nice take. Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of hard because it's a catch 22. You got rappers that call females bitches and hoes, and it's quote unquote acceptable. And then you got females when they say what they want to say. Now all of a sudden they're these new terms like thot and you know, ratchet. I mean, you can't be like that. I mean, a female got to be able to, you know, express herself the same way a man can in that field. So, I mean, we gotta take what we get out of it and use it as best we can. I'll use it as entertainment. To me, I know most of them are not living the life that they talk about, so I use it as such. I like music, so I listen. If I don't like it, If I don't like it, I could change the dial. I could change the channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Perfect sense.
But I know every time I turn on the radio, she be drinking. She should have liver problems by now.
Shut up.
I've been drinking.
I'm telling you, every time you look up, that song is on.
I know,
yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Or somebody doing some crazy-ass YouTube video to it.
That never gets old.
Just for the record, that never gets old to me. Every time I see something hot that's done through it, I still laugh. It's just hilarious.
Yo, you know, not for nothing, some of the best ones is the dudes that just swear that they 100% female. They do the damn thing to them songs, man. Much props to them.
That nigga was star. He started at the toilet and he was like,
but you know, you know what really did it for me is when I saw them little boys doing it in the bathroom, and they was in the bathtub in the shower, two little boys. That's when people start trying to say that Beyonce is a bad influence. But I say, where the hell are they fathers at?
That's what I'm saying. How is she? You can't blame her for that. Like you said, at the end of the day, no, I can see Beyonce and stuff all day long. But at the end of the day, you don't see me sitting around here rubbing on another guy and stuff. You know, you can't. You're not letting me. It's not influencing me to do that. You know, to each his own. Not saying, hey, get rubbing on another guy. Whatever, you know, I'm not saying that. Each his own. But for me, I'm just making the point of y'all keep trying to say that her music is making the people act like that way. No.
No, some people been.
What is in her song anyway to say, add gay, it doesn't say anything. That's
and
not anywhere in the lyrics.
Beyonce is talking about she's with her husband. So me and my husband, my ass gonna be hanging out chandeliers and shit with my husband. I don't care. That's my husband. I'm gonna be sucking dick out. Now let me start over there. But I'm just being honest. That's my husband. So we have no limits. You know what I mean? So with my husband, so whatever she's named, and of course I'll be swallowing every night if that's what this nigga wanted. This my husband. I can, you know.
She be drinking watermelon.
That's my thing. Oh, my God. You don't know nothing. You know, watermelon is a fruit. You know, watermelon is the fruit that mama go buy from the grocery store. All that other shit.
I hear that. And I was paying attention to the other topic you were talking about as far as, like, the fight videos and all that on Worldstar and all that. And I have this same debate with my wife every other day, and I tell her the videos that I don't approve of, I just don't click on, like the fight videos and, you know what I mean, certain things, I just don't click on it, because when you give it a view, it's like you condone it, and then the way Facebook is set up is you click on it and watch it, or you click, like you liked it or something, now it automatically goes on your news feed and start showing everybody that's on you. And I don't think that's cool, because, like, just because I liked it don't mean I want everybody to know I liked it.
Keep it on the
road. Yeah. Come on, like, that's just like, you be on Pornhub, you want everybody to know? Nah.
Right.
You don't want everybody to know. Try to keep it a secret. But damn, you don't put it on my news feed.
Got it all publicly and shit.
I just wanted to, you know, check y'all out and show y'all some love, man. I'm going to let y'all do your thing. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, I'm going to check in as much as I can with you guys. I'm following your show now, so I'll get alerts when y'all on.
What time is your show going on?
My show is 8 to 10. That is what I didn't say, right? All that shit I was talking and I didn't say. my show is from 8 to 10, Eastern Standard Time. You know what I mean? I rock.
You never once said that. I was like, because I'm trying to figure out, so my break at work would be around that time, so I can call in one of those times.
That's what's up. I appreciate you, man. I'm live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You know what I mean? And I got to shout out my man DJ Russ Dog. I'm going to be co-hosting his show Friday morning from 9 to 1. It's undergroundcolumbus.com. Columbus, Ohio, stand up. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just a New York nigga doing New York things in a New York world, but I'm in Columbus, Ohio. So shout out to everybody that rocks with your boy. Y'all keep doing your thing. And to that young lady over there, she sounds really pretty. So you keep doing your thing over there, right? And
thank you, boo.
You're welcome. Y'all make sure y'all
follow me. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow you back. T Marie_MOD.
All right, hey, spell that for me. You know, I'm kind of slow.
T as in Tom, M A R I E. Underscore.
I-E?
Yeah. Underscore.
Mm-hmm.
M-O-D, as in David, model.
M-O-D?
Yeah.
Okay.
T-Marie, you'll see me, T-Marie the model. You'll see pics and everything, and I'll follow you back.
So it's T-M-A-R-I-E underscore M-O-D?
Yes.
All
right,
I'm on.
It's like model short.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what's up. I'm definitely going to follow you. I'm going to stay in the link with y'all, and I'll send some artists your way, and, you know, y'all keep doing your thing out there.
Right,
oh, yeah.
So,
I was saying before when you're in the business, make sure you shoot, man. Go slide through our social network, dustspot.com. Join there. Is free. I can't stress enough to people, it's free.
They
all to be on there. And, hell, it's, you know, unlike when you go on Facebook and stuff, you know how, you know, you network times, you know, they suspend you for adding too many friends, this, that, and the other. We don't get that there. You actually get rewarded for promoting yourself. So that's a place to go if you're an artist, model, anything in the industry, period. That's the place to go. So definitely
yeah.
Check it out. Go there, man. Sign up. You know, I see things. But trauma is waiting to be improved. I will approve you. None the foolishness.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I definitely stop.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too.
You're
telling me you ain't got a bunch of spammers blowing your stuff up because I watch it like, I watch that mud like it's free. Like I'm looking for the Malaysia plane. So, yes, and nobody gets to act coming after food.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely will, man. And I just want to give a shout-out to my co-host, Sugar the Ghost co-host, and my little brother, Cass the Blast. We take over the Internet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. And, you know, we hard in these streets. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. God bless. And if ain't nobody told y'all today, I'm going to tell you. I love y'all. Peace.
All right. Peace. Good night, boo.
All right, good night.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I can't stretch it enough to people. See, like, these people that don't listen, I say support these shows. When you see some, like, you go support these other shows, you never know. You never know. Support
exactly.
The other shows.
Exactly. And then so much in the entertainment industry, period. So much in the entertainment industry, period. It's like all it takes. I mean, if your parents never told you this, let me go ahead and turn into mommy mode and let me tell you this. It's not always about what you know. It's about who you know. So when you use your opportunities to network and support each other, you're opening doors so you can open a door and you can meet the right person because you never know who this person knows. And it's not always, but I mean, if you're, and I'm not just trying to say always about yourself, but in the process of you helping others, you gain things, you gain knowledge about, like for instance, me. I didn't really, you know about the Blog Talk Radio until I, you know, networked with Eddie and we started doing our thing. Now I'm knowledgeable about the Blog Talk Radio. So it's not always about, you know, you got to connect, network, get out and don't be afraid to talk to other people, regardless of if they're in the same field as you, especially with these damn models. Because I know I'm the type of person, I'll promote models, I'll work with models, and all models like, they want to take, so they just want you, oh, give me that exposure, you know, give me that. And it's like we should network, not all, just support each other. Shoot. It's just supporting you.
I can't say that enough either. But some people,
yeah,
they do this
to you.
It's driving me nuts.
They use,
I mean, y'all know I get agitated about this stuff a lot. And I'm going to say it to the devil. Like, seriously, if you act like it's a chore, especially if you got the technology to do the stuff, if it's a chore to support yourself, somebody supporting you, I don't know what to say. I honestly don't know what to say to you because at the end of the day, you can't complain about nobody supporting you. Oh my God, shall we be sure to all these haters? You know, you always want to throw that out there, but are you, you know, or have you ever thought that sometimes maybe, just maybe, you're creating the haters? And
yeah.
And hate to say it this way, but are you ever think that it's world deserved? Because you can't, because you just want to always take it.
No.
I mean, at the end of the day, selfish people will not win, and you will eventually be alone on the freaking desert island where nobody will help you. And nobody throw you a line and say, hey, man, let's make this happen. Because nobody's going to work if it's going to keep getting around that you are just a user.
Yeah. And nobody likes to feel used, period. So, and even like if that's so much, and when I like using a social site that's like support, you can just, if somebody's doing something, just like simply sharing, just show that you support. Some people will be on there and just won't even like it. And you know how the gentleman who just called in said it. When you like a picture or when you like an event or when you like stuff, it shows to others. So that gives, you know, it's like you opening exposure. Me, I'm telling you, if I'm on social sites and stuff, steady, I just be going through. But you know how my circle's so small any doggone way. I just be liking stuff. I just a random like shit because I know that people are seeing what I'm liking. People are seeing, you know, what I'm doing, and that's opening up. So that's my way of supporting. I know I can't just physically be there supporting everybody, but it's just like a simple like, a simple share, a simple retweet, you know, just something to let them see, hey, I support you. And a lot of the times, and that's how I start off at first, and then I'll notice, like, but don't get it twisted. If I see that I'm always retweeting your stuff, always liking your stuff, always sharing your stuff, and you never returning a favor, I'm like, oh, shit, we'll forget you because you using me. You know, that's how I look at it. But we got to support each other. I'm a mess, but. Yeah, I'm not like steady say support who support you. So by me retweeting your stuff, I see you retweet my stuff. I see you liking my stuff. I see you coming to my events. So I feel like I'm the type of person, if you do something for me, I feel obligated to return the favor. You know what I mean?
Right. You don't owe, it's not that you owe somebody something, but it's got to be something in the back of your mind, just as a golden rule, treat others how you want to be treated, that you will just do that. But I'm opening the line back up here, right, saying he wants to say something. And go ahead, bro.
All right. And I want to give tell models, photographers, and recording artists, if we feature you in the magazine or the radio show, share the link, share the picture, share
God damn it.
Share it, promote it, like.
Exactly.
Some of the models, they don't even have their show or magazine out, and they're promoting it already. So promote heavily, because that gets, like if I'm just promoting the show, and I definitely deal with this as a photographer, the models, I take their picture and I'm promoting it everywhere, like the dust spot or whatever, and I never see them post the picture, and that's irritating. Repost the picture. Share the picture because, you know, that way you get the picture out more, because I can't do it by myself, or Fetty can't do it by himself, or any other magazine publisher or radio show or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm going to piggyback that. Don't be passive. Some people are passive about it, because if you're featuring a magazine, yeah, it's cool, share the link, but take ownership. So when you share the link, that's why they had a little extra thing that says write a comment. When you share the link, whatever, so you can add your little spice to it.
Exactly.
You add your own spice to it. Don't just share the link, because then I just look like, oh, just a link I'm sharing. Make people want to come to your stuff. Make them come to it. I can't, at the end of the day, you know, I hear all this time because I see this a lot. There's some girls like, well, I got a big phone, so I can, you know, I can go kill all your stuff. You know what? That I can say that is utter bullshit. I'm gonna tell you why, because some of the most listened to shows, most viewed pages on I'm So Divine, most viewed pages on Dustbud, most sold issues of Human Canvas have been by girls, the girls next door that you know some people, they don't have a big following, but they do have big following. In the day, you got 10,000 followers and only 10 people buying your product. What the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, Miss E. She promoted and she do what you say. She had her own personal flair to the message versus just reposting it. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, that's the mindset.
So that goes, because all the ones, like, you know, it did very well. The ones where people did very, very well. The ones where people think that they just so hot that people just going to levitate to the magazine. Eventually, y'all going to realize that, and I got to be real about that. People go view show magazines and stuff like that, not because you in it. I gotta keep it real. Not just because you in it. It's because of the multiple amount of people who's in it. And if your ass ain't promoting, it's the fact that other people were promoting, and that's why your issue got hot. Remember that. If you didn't do any promoting and stuff, and you didn't really take your heart to really go hard about it, don't act like you just big and bad, like you just the boss that you just done something. In the day, it's other pieces of the puzzle. And also because of the reputation of a brand already, that's going to automatically already help that. So you can't sit there like you made the brand so extra hot. You added to it, but unless you really grind like that and your percentage of return of people that support yourself is just as high as the amount of followers you have, then don't run around here boasting like you big, bad, and all of what else.
And my thing of it with all models is like, if you do stuff, if you're in a magazine, that's part of your exposure. So you want to promote that. From my point of view, that's why y'all don't really, you know, I do magazines. I have a lot, you know, I don't want to say a lot, but I have, you know, some under my belt. But any magazines that I do, it's like you have to promote them because that's what you're showing people. Hey, this is my latest. This is what I've been in. This is what I've done. And if you don't promote it, nobody will know what you've done. So that's the whole key to promote yourself, because somebody will see, hey, oh, I see she's been in, you know, a magazine. I see she's been, because I know when I did a casting call, one of the things that they wanted to know was, have I ever been in any magazines? If I've been in any magazines, what matter, you know, what have you been published in? So being a published model, that's a plus, and you want to promote that because you're showing people, hey, I'm more than just taking pictures to just upload on social sites. I'm doing something that, you know, a model does, which is get in magazines. So my thing of it, if you're going to get in magazines, get in them, promote them. If you won't promote the magazine, don't get in it. That's just my personal take, because I don't get in every magazine that come by, because I sit back and I research everything. But if you're going to get in the magazine, you have to be willing to promote it. If you don't want to promote it, don't get in it. That's the whole take on it. And that's just so you're not wasting your time, you're not wasting your photos. You know, it's a waste of time if you're in a magazine and you're not promoting it.
You just
said what
is my purpose point on me, too.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money because we have to do hair, makeup. We have to buy clothes. So if you're not going to promote the shit, don't get in and save your time, you know. Save your money. Or just use it to upload it on Facebook, shit, if you're going to promote
it. Magazine etiquette. I'm going to go ahead and show this right now. When you send a picture to the magazine, because I'm letting people know now, it's amazing. That was really, 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 really big. And they started doing this shit, they would be on you like white on rice. Like, especially if you just start now, that's one thing. But if you've been in the game for a while, you should know better. Models, listen very good. If you go submit a picture in a magazine, Don't use the pictures that you have in the magazine every damn place that you are, that you at. You got to get, that's the whole point of people getting a magazine. They want something exclusive. Give them something. Let them, like, you can give them like a peek and like, oh, that's something for the shoot. Bam, but I didn't give you everything because you got to go look at the magazine and go get everything, man. Don't share all your, cause there's some people they want to be so, yeah, you want to get your internet buzz up too, but have a plan as far as you take your pictures. What are you doing your pictures for? Are you using it for real portfolio? Using it for a promotion to promote, you know, just for voting? Are you using it for magazines? Make sure you know that. So when you use the pictures, you don't just be using them everywhere while willy-nilly.
That's any business. Yeah, that's any business. I mean, this is your business. And I like, I don't even, my shoes are scheduled. If somebody like, hey, you want to do this magazine, you want to do this type of promotion, I that's why I really don't have many pictures, like personal pictures that I upload, like the professional ones, let me say, because all my stuff shoots, I don't just be shooting just to be shooting, unless I look at the shoot and maybe the photographer wasn't as big. You hear me say it wasn't as good as he could have been. Then it's like, well, I can't put this in no magazine, so let me just.
Yeah, shout out to T.
Shout out, Freddie. T was on point.
She knew. She was like, don't put this
in. I'm a quality person. So if I put something in a magazine, I'm telling you, you can literally. That magazine is going to sell. So if I'm doing my work, is already scheduled. If it's a magazine, I'm going, I'm shooting for a magazine. But if the photographer give me that back and that his work, you know, his editing and shit ain't where it needs to be, I'm like, oh, I can't put this in a magazine, so I'm going to just use this for promotional purposes, stuff like that. But you want to always have a goal in mind. And most of the goals should be to get in magazines because that's how people see you. That's my life, my goal, magazine.
I got another point. T. Marie pointed it out, but I wanted to, you know, say it more so. Tear sheets is very important. Like if you go to an agency and you say you want to be a model, if you have a tear sheet, I don't care where it comes from, that is worth more because they can take it to clients and clients will pay more for you. So you're worth more when you have a tear sheet. Like, I see a lot of models that have been in King and all these other magazines, and they don't really use their tier sheets. They mostly use basically their model pictures shot by whoever, and they don't realize that the tier sheet is the most important thing next to their portfolio and their comp cord. So, you know, like, I got a kids magazine. That's what I first started. Well, I did a Fashion Them Kids magazine. And the little girl went to a model agency, and, you know, because of that magazine, her mom was able to get her more money than the other little kids because she had a tier sheet from my magazine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I try to get in the habit of, I didn't realize, even from a magazine publisher standpoint, of getting better about that myself, sending them to people is important because... You want them to be able to have that in there. Because some people, you read this stuff on Model Mayhem, like, that's what a lot of people, that's what some of the models, and some people get scared. I don't know, man, she might be trying to text you, man. That's why you see those models always saying that stuff for terror sheets, because like you said, they know that it's golden, and having that proof to walk around them and say, hey, buy it to me more says a lot.
Right. We done had us a whole class. Hold up. Turn up.
Yeah, we didn't talk class. And then even July. Y'all know, every July we teach class all month long. We teach class. And, yeah, y'all, it's photographers come through. Because that's what I like about July is not only from a model standpoint, but people who want to get into those behind-the-scenes roles of the industry, they get to learn from different people that come on the show and share what the best practices are. Models get a chance to hear from other photographers what they don't like, and what they like in magazine publishers and stylists and all that, and get a chance to really find out and make sure they're prepared when they get there. So that's what we teach, man. We try to teach.
You silly.
Hey. I just laughing because I just saw something got me some laughs. Some LOLs. But yes, it's about that time, y'all. Looking at Maroli, it's about that time. Yes.
Go.
I want to remember. It looks like we have to wait till Wednesday, T. They didn't take advantage of it. They got to wait till Wednesday. So
that means
I was the third caller on. It'll be five. So we'll continue from today. So we had two. So whoever's the fifth caller, the third caller on the next show will be the person to win it for Wednesday. So there you go.
Yeah.
And remember, you get a chance to win tomorrow with the Glamour, and you get a chance to win. You know, the chance to win on Thursday show, Real Soul Radio. Man, it's crazy. Next week is the anniversary show. I'm excited. 5 years ago, the show is on Friday. So, yes. Come check it out. Heck, what am I missing? Oh, yes. Again, mind you guys, go cop the new issue of Him and Candace. Go to easy way to do that, dustspot.com/ Human Canvas magazine. And I'm gonna make a link to that soon for you. You just go to humancanvasmag.com and it will lead you to there, so it'd be more simplified for you. So be on the lookout for that. I'm being Austin next weekend. Not just coming up weekend, but next weekend. Be Austin for Texas Relays. Don't be like no damn stranger if you're in Austin. Hit your boy up and let's make some stuff happen and not the goddamn fool. So, yes. T, hopefully I get to see you there. You're about a two-hour ride from there.
I'm going to have to see what I can work out because, you know, I said I got that photo shoot scheduled on the 28th, and I think that's the weekend you're talking about.
Yeah, that's on that Friday. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, that's when the photographer coming on the 28th then. I know the shoot is on that Saturday. So I got to see what I can work out. And if I, you know, can, I'll most definitely be out. I haven't been to the Texas Relay in so long. So who knows? I might.
Return. This will be crazy. And, oh, my God, I'm excited, Renato, because I get a chance to meet Anna, too.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I get to meet the B and Danielle, so that's like interesting.
Oh yeah.
So yes, we are about to roll now, everybody. Y'all missed any parts of the show, or want to hear the other old shows? All you gotta do is go to where blogtalkradio.com/TeddyJCEDDY letter J. You can go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. You can also go to Beyond Pod on the Play Store, Android users, you know, tablet, phone, whatever. And that's free. Yes, all that is for free. It's also on DustSpot.com. It's still in there. Heck, all the shows are there. Listen to them, enjoy them. And that's what we're here for, man. We're rolling on out. Money and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you're doing. Remember, there's a chain. Or there's a
chain.
Or there's a you.
You.
There is a.
Hey. Yep.
Y'all to the episode of Life at Dust Live. Wednesday is hump day. I'm about to act real nasty on Wednesday. I'm about to get like really, really awesome. Like take to another level.
ladies, I want y'all to call in and tell me, could you take
a cheating dude with a big dick, or would you want a little? Would you take a faithful little dick guy? Let's see.
Yeah, can we get a please get an answer? What's your answer to that,
team? Mine. You know what? I can't do no little dick nigga, so I have to take the big dick too. You know what I'm just saying? I mean,
you
hey,
might,
that's
you might be
me.
Able to, you
I'm
might
sorry,
be able to, you know what? But I say you might be able. To, see, I don't get too much to it, but you might. You might, because yeah, you might be able to teach him how to make some money, you know, help him get his money up. You know, you kind of got a very smart way of thinking, man. It's kind of it's pretty deep thinking.
I know my nerves gonna be bad with that little big guy. My attitude. Anyway, we shall discuss it more on Wednesday. Make sure y'all keep it live.
Oh Lord! All right, rolling on out, y'all. Peace.
Mm-hmm.